Hi, I'm Rick Gordon. Welcome to my YouTube channel. This is a video for all the MGTOWs out there who decided that women are evil, but only after you wasted all your money, your best years, and any potential you have of getting anything resembling what you once married, except with a better personality. Now you understand. Well, I have something to say. Welcome to the party, pal! All right. I know that women are fucking evil, okay? They're the enemy, meaning they see us as the enemy. We are not here for them to help. We are not here for them to be nice to. We're a resource for them to exploit. How I learned this cost me a ton of money, but nobody cared. Of course they didn't care. Because, well, you know, they wanted that hot secretary in the chair. They didn't realize that by hiring her and spending $50,000 of their employer's money on her, she would take the job, sue the employer to get him fired, take his job, his money, his wife divorces him, and so forth. My ultimate moment was in 1992 when I was walking up Walnut Street and there was this nice lady who, I had taken her stuffed animals from her. She left them out in the hallway. I mean, these were like F.A.O. Schwartz, like, we're talking big, expensive. I could have just sold them and made a fortune. I wound up giving them to a mother who had a kid, a single mother. That was another story, and that could have ended better than it did. But then again, well, takes two to tango. Anyway, that was in 1990. So anyhow, 2 years later, I see this woman walking up Walnut Street on my lunch hour, and I'm wearing my suit and tie. I'm working a decent job. What am I doing wrong? I'm working as a secretary. Gee, that's bad, right? Well, anyway, I come up to her, and the first thing out of her mouth is, aren't you that guy who lives with his mother? Wow. That means she's been thinking about that, judging me, etc., etc. At the time, I did not know this, but she was married to a lawyer who actually had a lot in common with me. You know, his wife slept under the security blanket I provided in the building she lived in, where there was a rape in the lobby before I got there. Yeah. 1983. I didn't even know about that. That's why the desk there was so, I don't know, intense. Also, it's an insurance issue. If you make a security, you have to pay like a little more in premiums. Anyway, they kept the desk. But, you know, this woman like acted like I did nothing. Would you have rather had a rando at midnight while you slept who had keys to your apartment and never used them, never did on anyone? Like I said, you call me a predator. If I'm a predator, how do I work 11 years, third shift in an apartment building loaded with female graduate students and have the keys to their apartments? Okay? I was trusted with that. Anyhow, that's meaningless to her. Apparently the fact that I lived with mom was all that mattered. Fine. Okay, I get it. But if I'm the lawyer she married, why am I happy? Why? Because I made enough money to buy this lady? Or to buy her love? Or to have her pretend to love me? Because I'll tell you something. If he were the guy working the desk and I were the lawyer, I'll bet you she'd have said the same thing about him. And this is how women view you. How did I know this? The job market. They always say you were hurt in a relationship. No, I wasn't. I was ripped off at work. I never had a problem with women in relationships. I did really well. I did incredibly well, actually. Still do well, which is ridiculous because I'm like 56 and a half dead. But what I do is better than what most men do. But it's like John Elway. Once you've won two Super Bowls, why are you playing football at 56? You're just never going to be what you were. And that's why I don't have a midlife crisis. It's why sex workers can't get money out of me. I'm not desperate. Anyhow, a woman who will take your job because she's pretty, that's a whore. She's also unethical. She's morally bankrupt. Of course, why would you risk not getting laid by calling her these things? And, of course, the horn dog who hires her doesn't want to admit that he's a John, so he can't admit that she's a hooker. The thing is, though, you're dealing with a woman who will ruin you and not care. And I learned that on the job market. Did they ruin me? No. They got me on disability. So their own tax dollars pay for me, which I'm sure they hate. If they knew how many other things they did for me that made me money when they were trying to cost me money, they would hate it even more. So anyhow, I told men, I warned them, why do you think I wrote the books that were foundational to the pickup artist community? I said, you are dealing with sociopaths, evil people. I didn't say it in so many words, but I was like, well, this is how you deal with them. this is what they're like. I mean, I was very clear. And all I got was, you didn't hire because of your attitude. And you, Penn, wound up quoting the internet in my employment lawsuits. Well, one of their doctors was drugging and raping a female job applicant. Now, here's the other thing. And a woman says, he abused me and my kid for 8 years. That means he abused her kid for 8 years and she said nothing. Yeah. She belongs in prison. Oh, but that's not domestic violence narrative. But it is. You know how many male victims there are like that? Where mommy just decides she wants to ride that little bad boy carousel? Yeah. There are guys who will kill their mother's kids or sleep with them or do anything. So this is what you're dealing with. Now, you're going to love this creature. You're going to marry this creature. And here's the problem with the internet. You're going to trust this creature with any information about you? See, I've avoided that for 30 years or so. I deal with women, but I don't deal with them in ways that cause it to spill online or be put on blast. I've even had non-disclosure agreements. Oh, that's what most celebrities do to prevent it. You talk to the celebrity, you sign an agreement. You blab to the press, you pay a few million. Works. And this shouldn't be necessary, but unfortunately the law of the jungle seems to apply on the internet. But you're dealing with women who completely fucked me over, you married them, and you decided I was the problem until the women turned on you. You know what you are? You're a pathetic, little, stupid, whining MGTOW who claims to hate women. You hate them so much, why are you talking about them all the time? Sure, I do MGTOW videos. I think of something, I say it, and that's it. Am I part of the MGTOW community? We had a pickup artist community. Yeah, once it's a community, here's what happens. You don't just want to prove the theory right. You want to prove your guru right. You want to prove your hero right. There were guys who turned down my dating advice, not because it was bad, but because they wanted not to just get laid, but to get laid the certain way that they were told it would work. Because everybody who knows nothing about anything is going to know who can teach them the best. Anyhow, if you treat women as human, as I said in the other video, you are making a suicidal mistake. If you hand money to women, you are making a suicidal mistake. Why do you think I actually accomplish shit? Because I don't let those little parasites take my time, my money, or my resource. I could get even more cutting edge on this, but I don't know. I'll save that for another video. But it just, a woman who would do that, literally steal money, not just from me, from unattractive and older women too. Women see that as the way the world should be. They live literally in a different world than you. Your rules don't apply in their world, and if you don't get that, they think you're an idiot, and then they take your money to prove it. So you can feel good by putting me down all you want. You can feel good by taking a pile of money and sending it to somebody who badmouthed me. Because you'll feel good for a few minutes and they'll live off that money a lot longer. But it's not going to change the truth. Cancer doesn't go away just because you deny it. And by the way, I was actually at a hospital ER today. I had an EKG, I had an ultrasound, and I had a chest x-ray. And they said I'm okay. Well, I mean, relatively speaking. Yes, I'm dying. No, I'm not dying tomorrow. Yes, I look healthy. Lots of people look healthy until 3 days before they die. Don't be fooled. I still have a 1.9% chance of dying within 3 months. Liver disease makes you vulnerable to extreme stuff. That's the best way I can describe it. You deteriorate, stuff stops working, but you know, the core stuff works. But what happens is you just get so fragile and then something comes by, I don't know. I'm guessing, I don't know what it'll be, but it'll be something. It'll probably be quick. That's what killed my aunt. That's what killed my dad. Half my family was a bunch of really hot, smart, shallow people who met in bars, drank like fish, and produced my DNA. Thank you, Dad and Mom. Anyhow, Mom, you see now my mom. Okay, what's your mother like? My mother could have married a millionaire and chose my father instead because he was smarter. That's why I'm smarter. That's why I got good at chess, and that's why those prodigies quit. Has you ever seen anyone quit chess when their rating was going up? No! So anyhow, if you're a MGTOW, and you're a whining little MGTOW, you are not over women. When you're over women, you won't be on there running your mouth about women. Oh, I mean, you will be, but it'll just be isolated remarks. Like I see to a former hottie, I'll just say, hey, your looks are going. And they are. A truth told with bad intent can be far worse than any lie. Tell a 32-year-old woman your looks are going. And why is she so panicking? Because she knows what's in store for her. And the fact that they know and continue to perpetuate that system should tell you a lot. You know, they make money off horny losers and then they complain that all they deal with are horny losers. You don't have to be hookers, ladies. Or as I've been saying lately, it's very lonely behind that paywall, isn't it? Because smart men don't go there. Cut off their money, guys. Cut it off now. Well, if you don't cut it off, the country's going to cut it off because of that debt spiral I talk about. Well, actually, what do you mean either? The men are not going to cut off the money because every guy thinks he's special. That's the unique snowflake we talk about. So what's going to happen is y'all are going to keep feeding money. Women are going to keep piling into the patronage sites. And guess what? The economy's going to crash. Everybody goes broke and all those women suddenly become prostitutes. Discount prostitutes. And now, if sex work is a business, shouldn't you just wait for a better deal? But if you try to negotiate a better deal with a sex worker, suddenly it's not a business, is it? If you post a bad review of a sex worker, is it a business? And the fact that you're shamed, even if you review them, I mean, shit, why not go all the way? If they're going to shame you anyway, let them. There are very inexpensive ways to satisfy yourself. I'll leave it at that. And no, I'm not talking about physical contact. I have a little hypno fetish which actually circumvents that. Yes? It's cool. Anyway, that's the other thing. When you're turned on by hypno more than you are by sex, you're not vulnerable to being teased by sex. You are vulnerable to hypno, but usually you're not rich enough for them to give up. So they wind up targeting other people, and they use videos to get the masses. And a video is very good, but that's another story for another video. The point is that being immune to all this, I can see it in ways that you guys can't. You're a MGTOW? Grow the fuck up. You're a MGTOW? Admit you were wrong. Admit I was right. You didn't have to send me money. Although I thanked the donor who did, and that was a nice donation, by the way. He said my videos were too valuable or something. Well, it's the exception that proves the rule. Anyway, I'm Ray Gordon. I'm signing off for now, and I will catch all of you later. Bye-bye.